there was no way for the Iraqis to express their ideas. Everything was banned. No satellite TVs were allowed. Not even mobile phones were allowed. So this was the atmosphere. The Iraqis were yearning for freedom, for liberty. And Radio Free Iraq, in the tradition of Radio Free Europe, offered a chance to change this ambience.
How do you see the role of RFI now and going forward?
We have a vital role to play in informing our audience about all these developments. Syria has a very long border with Iraq, about 600 kilometers long. And Al-Qaeda, which used to operate in Iraq, has now spread into Syria. They have even changed their name from Al-Qaeda, Islamic State in Iraq. Now they call themselves the Islamic State in Iraq and Sham. Sham is the traditional name for the whole Syria part of this world, which includes even Jordan, Palestine, and Lebanon. So they are operating, they are posing threats to security, to definitely to freedom. And you have been hearing about what's going on in Syria and in Iraq recently. So we have a role to play in keeping our audience updated, knowing what the facts are, and covering also the concerns of the people. The main concern of the Iraqis